During this past week, this snowy and icy and cold week, it was a privilege to prepare the homily for this particular gospel, this gospel reading that brought me back to much warmer weather that I have experienced many times along the Sea of Galilee, taking pilgrims on trips to the Holy Land. And one of the great highlights of a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, perhaps some of you have experienced this with Father Meyer, one of the great privileges is to be able to take a short cruise out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And that is a wonderful opportunity for the group to read and to meditate upon three scripture readings that take place on the Sea of Galilee: the walking on the water, the calming of the storm, and the miraculous catch of fish, the gospel reading that we just heard proclaimed. It's a beautiful opportunity to imagine in our own minds what was going on in the boat, what it was like to be in the boat with Jesus, even amidst some dangerous and even strange occurrences. 1 year when I took a group to the Holy Land and we had done this exercise on the boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, the reading and meditation upon the three scriptures, when we were finished, the captain of the ship had a surprise for us, something I had not experienced before. When we were finished, he, with a great flourish, directed our attention to the door that headed into the hull of the ship, and he said, "I want to introduce you to someone." And out from under the bottom of the ship came one of the crew, dressed in an alb, the white garment that the priest wears, and carrying a net. And he said, "Behold, meet Saint Peter." And Saint Peter proceeded to demonstrate to us how fish were caught on the Sea of Galilee back in Jesus' day, and how they continue to catch fish on that sea even in our own present day and age. He unfurled the net, which was a round net, about 6 or 8 feet in diameter. There was a rope attached to the very center of the net, and into the edges of the net were sewn lead weights. And very skillfully, Saint Peter cast the net out onto the water so it landed perfectly flat on the waters of the sea. And then gravity took over. The lead weights brought the net down, and in the process, the lead weights got closer to one another. And Saint Peter pulled on the rope. He brought the rope into the boat. All eyes were peering over the side of the boat to reveal that Saint Peter had brought forth absolutely nothing but weeds. And in unison, everyone on the pilgrimage said, "Throw it out the other side to see what you'll catch." The pilgrims in that group did not get to witness a miraculous catch, but Saint Peter did. It was truly a miracle. I've heard a lot of fish stories in my day. I've never heard one about catching so many fish the boat was ready to go under. It was truly a miraculous catch, an abundant catch, foreshadowing the way in which Saint Peter, as a fisher of men, would later bring in one abundant catch after another, bringing many, many souls close to the Lord. When St. Peter experienced that miraculous catch, he fell to his knees in the boat and he begged, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Remember that St. Peter had heard the preaching of Jesus from his own boat. He heard those words of wisdom. He knew that Jesus was a holy man. And he knew that that miraculous catch was indeed a holy thing. And St. Peter knew that he himself was not a holy man. He tried, but he was a sinner. "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." St. Peter learned on that occasion that it's never a good idea to give the Lord a command. And he would learn many, many times over in his life that the Lord would often not do as St. Peter wanted him to do. The Lord did not ask St. Peter to depart from him, but he did call him. And St. Peter and his companions immediately left their nets and their boats, and they followed the Lord along the way for an adventure of a lifetime. It was a moment that he would never forget. It was a moment that he would never tire of telling others about. The moment that he was called by the Lord to follow him. Jesus called St. Peter to put out into the deep, not just with his nets, but with his very life. He invited St. Peter to put out into the deep. And in the process, the Lord gave St. Peter access to the answers to life's deepest questions. The deep questions, like the ones that we ask in our youth. "Lord, who is the person you're going to put into my life to whom I can commit myself?" Or, "Lord, what if you are calling me to be a priest or a religious?" The questions that we get in our youth and the questions that face us in every decade of our life. Why am I here? What is my life about? Lord, what are you calling me to do right now? How can I fulfill your will? Our Lord invited St. Peter, and he invites us to put out into the deep. Enter into life in him, and he will provide us access to the answers to life's deepest questions. Dare we put out into the deep when things seem to be so comfortable living on the surface? After all, St. Peter was doing pretty well as a fisherman. He had his own boat. He had his crew. He had a home, a livelihood. He had everything that he needed. Or at least he thought he did. Jesus changed all of that. And Jesus changes the life of every person who dares to go deep. To go deep into the study of sacred scripture. To go deep into the teachings of the church, especially those teachings which might seem at the surface to be way behind the times. To go deep into prayer, being disciplined enough to pray each and every day, and to make a Eucharistic holy hour at least once a week, to go deep into the sacrament of penance, to examine our consciences well, to make a good, thorough confession, and trust that the grace of that sacrament will lead us out of sin, even the sins that are the most deeply rooted within us. Put out into the deep. Walk with the Lord, for He alone has the fullness of truth that provides us with the answers to the deepest questions in life, the most important questions, the questions that make a difference. Or don't put out with the deep. Don't bother. Stay with the answers that you get on Twitter and Instagram and Reddit. Be content with the wisdom of a herd of acquaintances who care more about the latest Hollywood hookup than they do about their eternal soul. Store up for yourselves things that fade, things that wither, things that decay, things that depreciate, the things that don't amount to a hill of beans when you reach the end of life's journey. It's your choice. Do what you wish, but never forget that the Lord invites you to put out into the deep. Jesus does this for a reason. Just as He had a reason for calling Saint Peter to put out into the deep, He has a reason for inviting you. He made you. He knows you very, very well. Nobody on earth is just like you. You are unique. Nobody else is called to do the great things that you are called to do. Nobody else is called to make the difference in this crazy world of ours, a world that gets crazier by the day. Nobody else is called to be the person of influence that you are with your friends and your acquaintances. Like Saint Peter, we are called to be fishers of men. We are called to draw others out of the quagmire and out of the muck of this world into the glorious new life that Jesus proposes. Put out into the deep and see that God continues to work miracles and that He will bring your efforts to fruition. Leave me, Lord, we might be tempted to say, but before we can say it, Jesus invites us personally. Abide with me. Rest in me. Remain in me. Make your dwelling with me. Put out into the deep with me. Trust in me, Jesus says, and you will never, ever be disappointed.